Hi guys, welcome back to Two-Thirds Radio. You know, I was thinking of telling the story a minute ago, and I was going to blow it off, but now I see I actually do have it in my notes here, so I guess I will tell it. This is just gives a good example of how disgusting the segregation trash was, and how even religious institutions that are supposed to be concerned with human rights even engage in this kind of thing. This is something for you Seventh-day Adventists to take note of. Your wonderful church, actually, in the late 40s, the Adventist church leadership has always gone along with whatever the current trends are, you know, regardless the moral implications. If it's not popular to treat blacks with decency, well, we're not going to do it. If it becomes popular, then we'll treat them with decency. There was this black woman who was rushed to an Adventist hospital in Washington, D.C. She was in a serious car accident. And this so-called Christian hospital turned her away, told the ambulance, sorry, the ambulance driver, sorry, we don't cater to blacks here. But there is a hospital down the street that does. Well, she died en route to that hospital. And as a result of this, it was, you know, such a scandal that only then did they finally change their policy and begin to cater to blacks. So disgusting. But this is very typical of what went on back then. Again, it's disgusting when you see this from so-called religious people, but this did go on across the board back then. This was very typical. Guys, this is only just a few decades ago. Unreal. But don't think the situation has improved. You know, blacks don't get turned away from hospitals today, but guess what? Everyone is getting equally exploited now and enslaved. Everyone. And as time goes on, guys, unfortunately, unless this country gets out of its coma and realizes what's happening, it's going to get a lot worse. They fully intend for it to get a lot worse. And they've set the stage up so that it will get a lot worse. Got your North American Union coming? Oh, man. By the 1950s, of course, the black community in the United States had had enough and began to demand that they start being treated like human beings. People like Rosa Parks, I mentioned a moment ago, of Montgomery, Alabama, refused to sit in the black section in the back of the bus. For this crime, of course, she was arrested. She later wrote about why she took her stand. Here's what she said. Well, in the first place, I had been working all day on the job as a seamstress. I was quite tired after spending a full day working. I handle and work with clothing that white people wear. That didn't come in mind, but this is what I want to know. When and how would we ever determine our right as human beings? It just happened that the driver made demand, and I just didn't feel like obeying his demand. He called a policeman, and I was arrested and went to jail. Once again, guys, the law can dictate that slavery is legal, but does that mean it's ethical? Does that mean it's okay? Some people have that view. As long as the law says it's okay, then it's okay. Today, the law says that pharmaceutical companies can poison you with mercury. Does that make it okay? Does that make it ethical? When laws favor a few at the expense of the many, when laws do not protect but instead endanger, those laws are a fraud. And as I stated before, Supreme Court has upheld over and over, and those rulings have never been overturned. When a law is repugnant to the Constitution, those laws need not be obeyed. So guess what? Every piece of sleazy, constitution-trampling legislation that this illegitimate, illegal, unelected regime has passed since 9/11 is a complete fraud, folks. We need not obey them. That's right. So says the Supreme Court. So arrest them for violent radicalization. Stick with us, guys. Be right back.
Thank you. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com, or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Continuing our discussion here of the Rosa Parks incident. As a result of this, blacks all across Montgomery organized a boycott of all public transportation to get to work. The city retaliated by arresting the top 100 organizers of the boycott. Unbelievable. Imagine that. Arrested them simply for organizing a boycott. They had every right to do that. They were being mistreated. But, you see how this works, guys. It's the same today. You know, you look at the World Trade Organization protests in Seattle in 1999. They arrested 100 legitimate protesters for no reason and held them for several months in a FEMA concentration camp, Sandpoint Brig. They hadn't done anything. The previous day, what happened was some black bloc group saboteurs had infiltrated the legitimate protest groups and were smashing windshields and storefront windows and on and on. The police, it emerged later, were told not to respond to any calls from, you know, store owners, car owners. Only the next day did the police show up after the black bloc infiltrators, the masked, ski-masked individuals had left. Then they came in and arrested legitimate protesters, none of which were involved in these saboteur, escapades. It turned out later, folks, that the government actually had rewarded these black bloc groups. This was set up ahead of time. They were told they could go in and do this. Don't worry, you won't be arrested, and later we'll reward you. And they did. They got free government housing. These were, you know, like street people. They gave them all government housing, and they arrested legitimate protesters. So as we can see, nothing changes. You're to shut your mouth. You're not to protest. You're to go along willfully and gleefully with your exploitation. And if you say anything in protest, we're going to arrest you. Why? Because we can. The bigoted white community responded by bombing four local black churches. Martin Luther King Jr. Was one of the organizers of the boycott. His home was also bombed, but at that time he wasn't harmed. This began, guys, the civil rights movement. This was the final straw. Boy, the good old days when people actually stood up to government oppression. What happened to that spirit today? It's actually needed more now than it ever was. Not long afterward, Martin Luther King gave a speech at a Baptist church which defined his mission and that of the civil rights movement in general, which would follow. He said, "We have known humiliation. We have known abusive language. We have been plunged into the abyss of oppression. And we decided to raise up only with the weapons of protest. It is one of the greatest glories of America that we have the right to protest." Well, you don't even really have that anymore, do you now? But we need to do it anyway, because it's going to get a lot worse pretty soon. You'll be shot at for protesting, guys, if we don't stop this trend now. He went on to say, "If we are arrested every day, if we are exploited every day, if we are trampled over every day, don't ever let anyone pull you so low as to hate them. We must use the weapon of love. We must have compassion and understanding for those who hate us. We must realize so many people are taught to hate us that they are not totally responsible for their hate. But we stand in life at midnight. We are always on the threshold of a new dawn." You got to respect that kind of philosophy, guys, not to return hatred for hatred. You know, Christ himself, of course, said that. They can't hate you when you're not doing anything to arouse their hatred except simply to protest their oppression. But you're not returning hatred back. You're not returning violence. You're simply calling for people to refuse to comply with their outlandish and scandalous laws that are only designed to exploit and abuse. Parks had set off an obvious chain reaction. All over the country, blacks began peacefully asserting their rights, refusing to submit to the hypocritical and scandalous Jim Crow laws, and participating in nonviolent demonstrations. Again, where is that spirit today? It later emerged that the FBI, as part of its co-intel program, had set the goal of destroying Martin Luther King. And, of course, they did. You know, they were the ones that murdered him. But they wanted to, you know, they were hoping at first to destroy him as far as his civil rights movement went. Much evidence exists, guys, that it was, in fact, this agency that was behind his murder. As was the case with the JFK assassination, King's murder is filled with problems and reeks of a cover-up. James Earl Ray was obviously coerced into his confession. He later retracted it, and the alleged rifle that he used was not even the weapon that was fired, that had fired the deadly bullet, just like with Lee Harvey Oswald. I had a whole show that I'd put together on this subject, which I'm not going to get around to doing before Friday, you know, of course, but if anybody wants the notes for that, just email me and I'll send them to you. TruthHurtsRadio@AOL.com, spell Hurts, H-E-R-T-Z, or for that matter, if you want the transcripts for this show. But the show I did on Martin Luther is very, very interesting. I'm sure you're aware Martin Luther's own family knows that James Earl Ray was not the assassin. They know the government was behind it. Every single one of them has stated that on record. Also, the photograph of eyewitnesses to the crime shows that they are pointing to an entirely different area than the boarding house where Ray was staying. A complete legal fiction, guys, has been created around this murder, to distract attention away from the real perpetrators of this crime. Well, that's always the way it goes, isn't it? Let's move on to talking about oppression of the poor all through U.S. history. Again, it's not just the Native Americans, not just the blacks, the Mexicans, the poor, regardless what their race. This government has always looked down its nose at and sought at every turn to oppress the poor on behalf of the rich. Always, 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 and it's still the case today. From the very beginning, guys, this has been their plight in this country. It could be legitimately argued that this has been the case, you know, all throughout history in every country. However, the U.S. version of this is most disgusting because, again, it claims, U.S. has always claimed to be for the downtrodden. James Otis, in 1762, wrote a complaint against the elites who, as he said, quote, had not natural or divine right to be above me, and entirely owe their grandeur and honor to grinding the faces of the poor. Well, what do you know? Nothing's changed since then, has it? The wealthy are wealthy because they are parasites. They have baby butt-smooth hands. They never worked a day in their life, but sit fat in their leather-lined chairs while they send others to do their work for them and then set up legislation so they can pick their pockets illegally and suck off of their hard-earned wealth. It's unbelievable. Their hard-earned labor. What did John D. Rockefeller once say? I'd rather have a dollar out of the pocket of every poor man than $100 out of the pocket of every rich man. And why? Because the poor are much more numerous. That's why. They love exploiting the poor. And they know that with their wealth that they suck off the poor, they can continue to buy up governments and get governments to pass laws that protect their monopolies that they've already created and crush out resistance, and that's all they've ever done. In this same year, the Boston Gazette talked about, quote, a few persons in power working behind the scenes who were busy promoting political policies for keeping the poor people poor. This is way back in the 18th century. Still going on today. Always been that way. Still is. Around 1780, a man named Plough Jogger, complaining about what was going on in the Massachusetts state legislature, made this series of comments. He said, I have been greatly abused, have been obliged to do more than my part in the war, been loaded with class rates, town rates, province rates, continental rates, and all rates, been pulled and hauled by sheriffs, constables, and collectors, and had my cattle sold for less than they were worth. The great men are going to get all we have, and I think it is time for us to rise and put a stop to it. Here they were fighting in the Revolutionary War, yet for what? When it's the wealthy that were dictating everything and sending the poor to do their fighting for them. And sure enough, here we are again, guys. Who's being sent over to Iraq? Are these fat congressmen sending their kids over there? No, 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 no. But they have no problem sending your kids. As industrialization picked up during and after the Civil War period, the wealthy class became particularly oppressive toward their workers to maximize their workload while minimizing their pay. The Working Men's Party of Illinois stated in its Declaration of Independence, drafted up on the centennial of July 4th, 1876. Here's what they had to say. The present system has enabled capitalists to make laws in their own interests to the injury and oppression of the workers. Oh, man! Deja vu? All right, guys, I'll finish reading that quote when we get back. Man, oh, man, it's the same thing over and over and over. Some things just never change. Thank you.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, guys. We're back here on True Thirds Radio. Let me continue reading this quote in protest of the abuses going on at the hand of the elites. Again, this is back in 1876. Went on to say, it has made the name democracy a mockery and a shadow by giving to property or to wealth an unproportionate amount of representation and control over legislation. It has enabled capitalists to secure government aid, inland grants, and money loans to selfish railroad corporations who, by monopolizing the means of transportation, are enabled to swindle both the producer and the consumer. It has presented to the world the absurd spectacle of a deadly civil war for the abolition of Negro slavery, while the majority of the white population are compelled to suffer under a bondage infinitely more galling and humiliating. It has allowed the capitalists as a class to appropriate annually 5/6 of the entire production of the country. It has therefore prevented mankind from fulfilling its natural destinies on earth, crushed out ambition, has shortened human life, destroyed morals, and fostered crime, corrupted judges, ministers, and statesmen, shattered confidence, love, and honor among men, and made life a selfish, merciless struggle for existence instead of a noble and generous struggle for perfection, in which equal advantages should be given to all and human lives relieved from all unnatural and degrading competition for bread. Well, there you go. Here we are, 142 years later. Nothing has changed, except that it's gotten worse. Now you've got the oil companies doing the exploiting, owned by the same people, I might add. You know, the Rockefellers own these big corporations that were complaining about back then, and today they own, you know, ExxonMobil. Unbelievable, guys. Over and over and over and over and over. It never, never, never changes. Because not only do we always have corrupt scoundrels who love to line their pockets while exploiting others, but we also have a dumbed-down public that seems to enjoy being oppressed. They certainly aren't doing anything about it. Nothing ever changes. As the poor would begin to strike, actually they did do something about it back then. They're not doing anything about it anymore, though. It's pretty obvious. Everybody has that kick me sign on their back. As the poor would begin to strike, protesting the abuses in the factories of, you know, the long hours, the short pay, the unhealthy working conditions, the robber barons, the Morgans, the Carnegies, the Rockefellers, etc., who owned many of the big factories, began to scheme in order to gain even more wealth by crushing out competition and silencing the protesters. According to Gustavus Myers, author of History of the Great American Fortunes, 1936, on January 2nd, 1889, and here's the quote, he says, a circular marked private and confidential was issued by three banking houses of Drexel, Morgan and Company, Brown Brothers and Company, and Kidder Peabody and Company. The most painstaking care was exercised that this document should not find its way into the press or otherwise become public. Why this fear? Because the circular was an invitation to the great railroad magnates to assemble at J.P. Morgan's house, there to form an ironclad combination, a compact which would efface competition among certain railroads and unite those interests in an agreement by which the people of the United States would be bled even more effectively than before. In other words, a conspiracy. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I forgot. Those things don't happen. Not in this country, anyway. Yeah, whatever. 4 years later, in 1893, Supreme Court Justice David J. Brewer, addressing the New York Bar Association, stated, quote, it is the unvarying law that the wealth of the community will be in the hands of the few. The great majority of men are unwilling to endure that long self-denial and saving which makes accumulations possible, and hence it always has been, and until human nature is remolded, always will be true, that the wealth of a nation is in the hands of a few, while the many subsist upon the proceeds of their daily toil. And there's your trickle-down economics. Don't you see? It's the same crap. They just package it differently so it looks appealing. Trickle-down. They should have called it trickle-on economics. Because that's what's happening to us. They're trickling all over us, folks. Short break. Be right back, guys.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Yes, indeed. Some things never change in history, guys. Today we're seeing massive increases in corporate CEO salaries. While the average worker is way down the bottom of the barrel, massive hoarding of wealth at the top in the hands of the few, and everybody else is left in the poorhouse. Can you see nothing changes, guys? It's the same old thing. As the Populist Party convention in Topeka, Kansas in 1890 became, you know, they also were aware of what was going on. They also voiced their opinion of disgust. One of the party's main orators, in fact, Mary Ellen Leese, told the enthusiastic crowd at their gathering there, this is back again in 1890. Listen to this and compare it with today. Look at how it's so much the same. She said, "Wall Street owns the country. It is no longer a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, but a government of Wall Street, by Wall Street, and for Wall Street. Our laws are the output of a system which clothes rascals in robes and honesty in rags." Ooh, I like it. "The politicians said we suffered from overproduction. Overproduction when 10,000 little children starve to death every year in the United States and over 100,000 shop girls in New York are forced to sell their virtue for bread. There are 30 men in the United States whose aggregate wealth is over $1.5 billion. There are 500,000 looking for work. We want money, land, and transportation. We want the abolition of the national banks. Woo! And we want the power to make loans direct from the government. We want the accused foreclosure system wiped out. We will stand by our homes and stay by our firesides by force if necessary. And we will not pay our debts to the loan shark companies until the government pays its debts to us. Wow. Let the bloodhounds of money who have dogged us thus far beware. Man. Can we look into maybe like resurrecting this lady and bringing her back? Man, we need someone like that today. Where in God's name are people like this today? The exploitation today is far worse than it ever was at that time. And it just continues on business as usual. So sickening. Again, you expect this kind of abuse from these monstrous, lazy, exploitatious scum, these parasites. But why are people not doing or even saying anything about it anymore? They're just letting them do it all over again on a grander scale than ever before. Sickening, pathetic situation this is. At about this time, Tom Watson, the populist leader of Georgia, identified the real problem behind racism in the U.S. Here's what he said. You, meaning blacks and whites, have both been kept apart that you may be separately fleeced of your earnings. You have been made to hate each other because upon that hatred is rested the keystone of the arch of financial despotism which enslaves you both. You are deceived and blinded that you may not see how this race antagonism perpetuates a monetary system which beggars both. Amen to that. Exactly, guys. And now with the wide open border fiasco, one of the biggest reasons for this, it's not just to bring in cheap labor, guys, and to dilute patriotism on the way to the NAU. It's to turn people against each other so they don't rally against their common enemy. Here's a good glimpse into what garment factory life was like in New York back in 1905, as related by a young girl who actually worked in one of these hell holes. Excuse me. She said, dangerously broken stairways, windows few and so dirty, the wooden floors that were swept once a year, hardly any other light but the gas jets burning by day and by night. The filthy, malodorous lavatory or bathroom in the dark hall. No fresh drinking water. Mice and roaches everywhere. During the winter months, how we suffered from the cold. In the summer, we suffered from the heat. In these disease-breeding holes, we, the youngsters, together with the men and women, toiled from 70 and 80 hours a week. Saturdays and Sundays included. A sign would go up on Sunday afternoon. If you don't come in on Sunday, you need not come in on Monday. Children's dreams of a day off shattered. We wept, for after all, we were only children. This is a child who wrote this. And guess what, boys and girls? We're going right back there again. So keep remaining apathetic, America. Keep kissing the hind parts of those who are kicking you in the teeth. Keep remaining apathetic, and guess what? We're going to be right back there again. We're almost there right now as we speak. In fact, measures are underway right now to ensure that we wind up there again, and to ensure that you can't voice any protest without being arrested as a violent radicalizationist, or maybe as a supporter of Al-Qaeda. Sickening. It's so disgusting to know what's going on and sit back and have to watch it happen because you got a bunch of dumb blind sheep who are actually facilitating this by not doing or saying anything about it. You're darn right I'm mad, and you ought to be mad too, folks. Your country is being shredded. No, nothing has changed in history, and you know what? It's getting just the way it used to be and even worse. And once again, as long as we do nothing about it, I hope you're enjoying this, guys. I hope you're enjoying those high prices you're paying at the pump, the exorbitant prices you're paying to put oil in your tank to heat your home, the ridiculously high prices you're paying for groceries, and all the while your wages are either frozen or dropping. You're losing your high-paying jobs, being sold out overseas, and you're forced to take a much lower-paying job, forced to sell your house because you can't make the mortgage payments anymore. And it's all by design, by the greedy, scoundrelous, inhuman trash that have set this up, that have been passing on the torch from generation to generation. Don't you realize the children and grandchildren of the sleazebags that were doing this to these people decades ago, a century ago, are the same ones doing it today? They were taught well from daddy and granddaddy. When fires occurred in high-rise buildings where these factories were located, workers could not escape to save their lives except to leap out the windows to their deaths. This was preferable to staying inside and burning to death. This is why many people jumped out of the trade towers, by the way, or the North Tower anyway. I don't think any were jumping out of the South. They were suffocating. And then they turned around and blew the buildings up with the people inside. Yeah, this is how your government loves you so much. On March 25th, 1911, guys, 146 workers, mostly women, died in this same manner at the Triangle Shirtwaist Company fire in New York City. In 1904, 27,000 workers were killed on the job in U.S. factories the whole year, you know, all around the country. 27,000! In the following year, 50,000 accidents took place in New York factories alone. In 1914, 35,000 workers were killed in industrial accidents, and 700,000 were seriously injured, according to the Commission on Industrial Relations. Kids had their fingers lopped off in machines, sometimes their hands, and they didn't get any compensation for it. We're going right back there again. In that same year, the income of 44 families making $1 million or more per year equaled the income of 100,000 families earning $500 in the same period. Sounds like the Philippines today. We're going there all over again. If a worker was killed or maimed for life, he or she got absolutely nothing from the employer. Strikers were often mercilessly beaten, shot, and even killed. Usually, no discrimination was made between men, women, or children during these police brutalities. The corporation heads would simply call in their thugs that were supposed to be there to protect the citizenry, because after all, it was the citizens who paid the taxes that funded their salaries, right? No. The corporations who didn't pay any taxes called in the thugs to crush out the rebellion against their oppressive overlords that were taking them for a ride and exploiting them. In early 1912, for example, such a thing took place in Lawrence, Mass. Speaking of this atrocity, before Congress, a member of the Women's Committee of Philadelphia stated, quote, "The police closed in on us with their clubs, beating right and left with no thought of children who were in the worst degenerate danger of being trampled to death." Desperate danger. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. "The mothers and children were thus hurled in a mass and bodily dragged to a military truck, and even then were clubbed, irrespective of the cries of the panic-stricken women and children." At the turn of the 20th century, 284,000 children between the ages of 10 and 15 worked in mines, mills, and factories. Mother Jones wrote thusly of their plight. She said, in the spring of 1903, I went to Kensington, Pennsylvania, where 75,000 textile workers were on strike. Of this number, at least 10,000 were little children. The workers were striking for more pay and shorter hours. Every day, little children came into union headquarters, some with their hands off, some with the thumbs missing, some with their fingers off at the knuckle. They were stooped little things, round-shouldered and skinny. Once again, guys, keep remaining silent, America. Keep letting them get away with this, and soon you're going to see your little kids going off to the workforce, working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and have their fingers lopped off. And if you complain, they're going to club you over the head. They're going to taser you. They're going to put a bullet through you. Okay? This is where it always winds up. We're going there that way again, guys, like it or not. In late 1913, a miners' strike took place in Ludlow, Colorado. Soon, National Guard troops were sent in, funded with Rockefeller money. The miners at first thought that the troops were sent in to protect them, greeting their arrival with flags and cheers. Boy, oh boy, were they wrong. They didn't realize that the U.S. government has always and always will only be concerned with the interests of big business. Poor, poor people they were. The guard was there to destroy the strike. The miners were beaten, arrested by the hundreds, and ridden down with horses, including women who were in the crowd, of course. But the miners still refused to break the strike. Thus, more stringent measures were undertaken. By April of the following year, machine gun attacks began on the strikers' tents, which housed women and children as well as men. But the strikers fired back. Next, their leader, a Greek man named Lou Tikas, was led up into the hills, supposedly to negotiate a truce. However, once out of sight, he was shot and killed by National Guardsmen. Meanwhile, the women and children dug pits beneath the tents to escape the gunfire. At dusk the next day, April 21st, the guardsmen set fire to the tents, driving the families of the strikers to flee into the hills. 13 people were killed by gunfire while fleeing. The next day, a telephone linesman going through the ruins of the tent colony lifted an iron cot covering a pit in one of the tents. He discovered the charred remains of 11 children and 2 women hovering over the bodies of the children. This became known as the Ludlow Massacre, and unfortunately, this wasn't an uncommon occurrence during this period. Shortly thereafter, infuriated miners in Trinidad, Colorado, hearing of this outrage, grabbed their rifles and headed into the hills, destroying mines, killing mine guards, and blowing up mine shafts, a fitting end for the oppressors. Oh, once again, I wonder what happened to that spirit. Let me tell you, folks, I'm not a man of violence or vengeance. I don't advocate it. But when I hear of things like this, I clap! I cheer it on! We're overdue for something like this, folks. You can call that violent radicalization. I don't really give a frog's fat fanny. When this stuff is allowed to go on endlessly, over and over and over, and multiplied millions are driven into poverty, having their jobs stolen away, and then they're lied to with the promise of a little handout, a few $100. Here, this ought to shut them up. When all it's going to do is rape the economy even more and drive down the value of the dollar even more, this makes me sick to my stomach. How can America put up with this crap for so long? America, I hate to say it, but if you allow this stuff to continue, you deserve what you're going to get. It just sickens me to think that I'm going to have to live through it too. During World War II, guys, as with almost all other wars in history, only the poor were compelled to fight, while the rich often got off scot-free. And any among the poor who refused to fight or to serve in any capacity were arrested, sorely mistreated, or worse. At Fort Riley, Kansas, three men who refused to serve in the military in any capacity were taken one by one into the corridor, and a hemp rope was put around their necks. They were hung. Stick with the guys back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
America, you love it, you know. you just love that abuse, huh? Keep taking more. Give me more. Hotter. Hit me hotter. We're about to face another rigged election. They're going to offer us either Shillery Hillary or McCain. Take your pick. I guess it depends on what shade of dog droppings you like better. You like brown or black? Oh, man, I'm telling you. Anyway, when I mentioned here what they did to those that refused to fight in the fraudulent in World War II, they did this, by the way, during the Vietnam War era too. When I said they hung them, they didn't hang them to death. They hung them up. They strung them up with the hemp ropes, and then they held them there to the point of near collapse. And then other officers would come over and punch them violently as they hung there. They were then lowered, and the rope was tied to their arms, and again, they were hoisted off their feet. This time, a garden hose was aimed at their faces, set to high pressure, only 6 inches away. It was held there until they drowned. So they did kill them, but they didn't kill them by hanging. That would be too quick. No, they wanted to torture them first. That's a lot more fun. They did this, guys, in the World War II era. Again, the same thing happened during the Vietnam War era. Protesters of this sham war were shot at and killed at places like Kent State. You know, the protesters. And I'll tell you guys, unfortunately, history does repeat over and over and over again. This is what we're headed for. We're going to sit and take another rigged election again. It's obvious. You know, I'm not being a pessimist. I'm being a realist. They're going to steal it. Of course they are. You better believe they are. They got a good thing going. They're not going to give it up now. Are you kidding me? It doesn't matter how many people wake up. They're going to rig this election. They're going to put another one of the little whores in office that's going to continue the raping and pillaging, and even on a heightened scale, a much more heightened scale. And by next year at this time, you think things are bad now, you're probably going to be paying, hey, I'm just telling you how it is, guys, truth hurts. You're going to be paying upwards of $5, $6 a gallon. It'll be over $4 a gallon. And, you know, groceries are going to be absolutely unaffordable for even the working class on the lower end of the ladder, let alone the poor. You're going to be having people dying of starvation in the streets. More wealth is going to be hoarded in the hands of the big corporations. The corporate CEO's pay will increase many-fold, while more of our jobs will be sent overseas. We're going to have the North American Union. You won't have any more constitution protecting you at all, in any way, shape, or form. Have no rights. You'll shut your mouth, do what you're told, or they'll taser you and or kill you, or both. And that's just what we're headed for. Okay, that's the reality of it. Everyone's going to be mandatorily microchipped and injected with all kinds of deadly toxins that if you know you don't get killed right away, you'll be deathly ill, and the government will exploit you because they'll have national health care through Hillary, and they'll make big fat wads of cash off you, sucking off the taxpayers to treat you for all the illnesses that you'll have before you ultimately will die from the injection. So there you go. Isn't that a pretty picture to look at? But that is, in fact, where we're going. We got just about a minute left. I'll try to squeeze a caller in here real quick. We got Van from Texas. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, in Vietnam, when I was in boot camp in San Diego, they circulated a paper saying if you have $100,000, you can't be drafted. And actually, we weren't drafted. We enlisted voluntarily because I got drafted when I was in boot camp. And they wouldn't let me have the paper to fill it out. They didn't think anybody could meet the requirements. My grandma had that kind of money, but they took the paper back, and I wasn't allowed to even use it. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I mean, you look at these congressmen who are voting for a draft, or pushing for a draft, I should say. None of their kids are over there fighting. It's so disgusting. Anyway, that's all the time we got. Thanks for the call. All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow. Another great topic. Take care.
Gold has been.